We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Infantula Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Yes, and shout out to Amanda Seales.
Hey.
I went to her HBO special that's coming out on Saturday. They had a screening for it yesterday. I did the Q&A with Amanda Seales. I be knowing.
Dropping a fool's bomb for Amanda Seales.
Shout out to Amanda Seales.
Saturday on HBO.
Listen, I don't like to hype anything up. I like for people to see things for themselves.
Uh-huh.
But I went to the taping a couple months ago. I just say Seales did her thing.
Good.
She'll be here tomorrow, too, though.
Yeah, if you could have seen the audience, her special, she would tell you, is really directed for Black women. But
okay.
Anybody else is welcome, of course, to enjoy it. But there's a lot of things I think the women really connected with in the audience that we all have to go through collectively.
Yeah, anybody is welcome to enjoy it, but you may not enjoy it. You may get your feelings hurt, but in a good way.
And when does it come out?
Saturday.
Saturday, what time?
10 o'clock.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Okay,
go.
Shout out to Amanda Seales.
Amanda Seales, I be knowing.
We'll be kicking home with her tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, and J. Cole, he released a new joint.
Middle Child.
Did you guys hear it?
Yes.
What you guys think?
I like it a lot. He's really kicking some on there. We're going to talk about it this morning.
I thought it was tough.
J. Cole is the Tim Duncan of rap.
What do you mean?
He's the Tim Duncan of rap.
Tim Duncan put up points
and
it was boring.
Listen. Exactly. And you heard Taylor in the corner talking about, who? Scooby-Doo? If you don't know who Tim Duncan is, if you don't know basketball, you probably would think that's a diss. But J. Cole is the big fundamental. He gives you bars, beats, every time. You know what you're getting with J. Cole. Every single time. 25 and 15. Every single time.
Well, if you're just getting up, let's get the joint on. We got front page news. What are we talking about? Yeah.
We are going to talk about, for all of you Hulu fans, they're changing their prices. Also, 5 people killed at a SunTrust bank in Sebring, Florida.
Okay, we'll get into all that next. And if you haven't heard the J. Cole new joint, let's get it on right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, that was J. Cole.
J. Cole, the Tim Duncan of rap, the big fundamental. Shows up every night. No gimmicks, no trash talking, just bars and beats. Not a flashy guy.
All right.
Big fundamental.
All right, if you missed it, we'll get that back on next hour. Now, let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Saints season ticket holders are suing the NFL. They want to have the end of the Saints-Rams game replayed because of that missed pass interference call that happened in the fourth quarter. They feel like that's what made them lose the game. So now some season ticket holders are actually hiring a local personal injury lawyer to file a lawsuit against the NFL on behalf of the entire Who Dat Nation.
There's actually something in the rule book to where they can do that on a bad call. I forgot what They were showing it all this week. Yeah, I forgot what the actual rule is.
Then what could happen? The fans could get upset and
no,
get
no, they can
it means
replay
you have
game.
The power to have a yeah. game or part
not
of
a game, but from
part of a game replay
from the point of that call. From
due
the point
to extraordinary that, yeah. circumstances.
Oh, they should definitely do that then.
They're
so we'll see
that.
What happens if this lawyer is able to pull it off.
They're not doing that.
All right, sad situation. Condolences to the families and friends of the five people who were killed at SunTrust Bank in Sebring, Florida. A gunman who has been identified as Zephan Zaver is in custody. And they said he entered the bank, which is about 85 miles south of Orlando in Sebring, and just started shooting. Mm. Now, he's 21 years old, the suspect, and they don't even know right now what his motive was. He's a former Florida Department of Corrections officer. He was hired as a prison guard in November of 2018 at the Avon Park Correctional Institution. He resigned in early January. They said he's very low profile. He has a Facebook page that he started while he lived in Indiana before he moved to Florida. He only had 9 friends. There was one photo of himself. And the image, one of those photos, is of the Grim Reaper. That page has since been taken down. So they are still investigating. He himself called the authorities and said, "I have shot 5 people."
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Originally, when the police came, initial negotiations to try to get him to leave the bank were not successful. So they had to have a SWAT team enter the bank and continue those negotiations.
How can you get a handle on your anxiety
you
when stuff like this is going
you can't.
On?
I was
in the world.
Just thinking the same thing. Now, you know, every time my daughter goes out, I have anxiety. You know, yesterday, I have my 5-year-old, 4-year-old, and 2-year-old. They go to daycare. I got an email or text that says, "Come pick up your kids, emergency, right now." Man, when I say I got so scared, I didn't
Jesus
know what
Christ.
It was. I just jet to the school. But what happened when it was a smell of gas was coming through the vents, and the fire department made everybody clear the school. But
why don't they tell you what it is?
That's what I said. I said, why didn't you tell us what it is? I'm thinking, I guess it wouldn't be a 5-year-old shooter,
yeah.
but I was still scared and nervous. I was jetting to the school.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Once they say emergency, you still jetting to the school.
Absolutely.
I don't need to know what the emergency is.
I jetted to that school so damn fast.
Okay, now Netflix recently made headlines. We told you about them raising the prices of all their subscriber plans. Now, Hulu is actually lowering one of their packages. Their basic package is going from $7.99 to $5.99 a month, but they'll also be making their other prices, like Hulu with live TV is going to be higher by $5. And Donald Trump, he's supposed to give the State of the Union address next week on Tuesday. Well, that's been shut down, just like the government. Nancy Pelosi actually told him, no, it's not going to happen until after the shutdown ends. So, of course, he was upset about it at first, but now he has released a statement. As the shutdown was going on, Nancy Pelosi asked me to give the State of the Union address. I agree. She then changed her mind because of the shutdown, suggesting a later date. This is her prerogative. I will do the address when the shutdown is over. I'm not looking for an alternative venue for the State of the Union address because there's no venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber.
Hey, what's the government shutdown again for?
Because he wants to build a wall.
You still want that wall?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been almost a month because of the damn wall?
It's been over a month. It's been, 34 days already.
Jesus Christ. Clearly, you're not getting the wall.
I mean, listen, let people get their money and get back to work and get paid for people who are still going to work, even though they're not getting paid and not sure when they're going to get paid. And you can discuss that and try to work that out on your own time.
What if he came up with the money himself? Could he just start construction on the wall? Could it be like a freelance project?
Yeah, let him use his own money.
Yeah, you hire the same people you're trying to keep out to help build the wall?
My goodness.
For cheap, huh?
There you go. Everyone wins.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, horrible night, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Samantha.
Hey, Samantha, turn your radio down, mama.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where's Charlamagne?
I'm right here,
he's
baby.
On time today.
I said good morning.
Charlamagne. Good morning, Yee.
Good morning.
Get it off your chest, mama.
I called to wish my son a happy birthday. He's dumb height, and he's sitting right here, and he's got my phone ready to call you guys.
Happy born day, youngin.
What's his name?
Julius.
Julius, happy birthday. How old is he today?
He's 12 today, Yee.
Oh, shoot. That's a big age. You know what's coming up next, a big 1-3.
Yes, and we're ready for that.
Okay. happy born day, Julian. Don't stress your mom out today, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Charlamagne.
Huh?
He has Charleston ties, Charlamagne.
Oh, he's from the 843? Do you know that the 843 has so much chlamydia? It's so common in Charleston. It's so common in Charleston that it has its own strain.
Wow.
I read that last night.
Wow.
That is sad.
That is sad, that is. But I'm just telling people chlamydia is a slang term for weed in Charleston.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Yee.
You're welcome.
Hey, all righty.
Thank y'all.
Why are you going to tell that young man about chlamydia?
I mean, she mentioned my birthplace, and that was the first thing on my mind. I read that last night.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
Hi, guys. It's me, Salem.
Hey, Salem. What's going on, Salem?
Hey, y'all. I'm good. I'm just a little sick under the weather, but I wanted to talk about... How are you guys, first of all?
We're doing good.
Bless Black and Holly.
How are
favorite.
You? Yes.
I'm doing well, too, you guys. That's great. But I wanted to talk about the whole interview yesterday, which was a great interview with Omo and everything. No disrespect to her. But when Clarence said Ashanti, you guys, no. But I just wanted to mention that, saying how that was kind of different.
I'm going to be honest with you, Salem. I don't know the Clarence guy, but I did see what Clarence posted because I saw Little Mo posted yesterday.
That's Queen Naja's boyfriend.
I understood what Clarence was saying when Clarence said, I really didn't know who she was, and he said, I thought she was Ashanti this whole time. Because remember, Lil Mo used to be on all Ja Rule records at one point. So right. I can understand why a young boy may get a little misconstrued.
I don't think he really
did. I don't think he did, though.
Y'all put too much faith in these kids, man. These kids do not know.
No, he was just trying to play her. That's
I don't
he
wasn't think being so, honest.
He was definitely being shady.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be honest. He was trying to shade her, for real.
He told Lil Mo, I did not know who you were. He was like, you know, I'm young. He was like, I really didn't know who you were. Well, I don't know why. No, we 40-something. These kids don't know.
He could have Googled her very easily.
Yeah, he knew the difference between Lil Mo and Ashanti. Man.
All right. Okay, y'all keep thinking that.
CV.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Yo, what's up, bro?
Charlamagne, are we live?
We live?
Man, look, what's up with AB, man? This KVTV from VA, man. What's up with AB, man?
Adrian Broner?
I'm in the hood. Adrian Broner, man. What happened?
What happened?
He lost.
I know he lost, but he put it on the hood. He said he gonna do it for the hood. On God and them.
Y'all do realize that AB's last three fights, he's lost two of them, and he had a draw with one, right?
But he's still popping his mouth like he the best out here. So I want to know, man. I'm in the hood waiting for AB right now.
AB could box, he would be the biggest boxing star in the world simply because of his communication game.
Well, he can box, but I don't think he trains. I don't think he takes it
serious.
He's
saying if he would win.
Yeah, if he would win, yeah.
He didn't train, he didn't prepare.
Exactly.
None of that.
If you throw one punch around, you ain't a boxer. That's what he did against Pacquiao. He threw one punch in the 12th round.
I don't think he took it serious. I don't think he trained. I think he thought he was going to whoop that 40-year-old guy's ass.
I don't know why he thought that. He's lost his last three fights. Y'all are delusional. And I like AB as a person.
How did he even get the fight to fight Pacquiao, though? That's my question.
Because of his talk game. Because he can hype things up. It's a pay-per-view event. I bet you they did good numbers.
Well, CV, you keep waiting for him in the hood. Maybe he'll pop up.
I'm in the hood for him, baby.
All right, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Oh, I knew you were hype. Trav, what's up?
Hey, drop one of the clues bombs for J. Cole, please.
I knew it immediately.
The villain's back, baby.
Before you even said good morning, you said drop one of the clues bombs for J. Cole.
Yeah, Trav. Y'all gotta stop saying silly stuff like the real is back, as if J. Cole don't drop music every year.
The real is back.
Now, Trav is the biggest J. Cole fan.
Listen, man, he killed it. Charlamagne, you gotta stop it. Don't start your Charlamagne.
I think that J. Cole.
Trav, you know you can't call up here cursing.
I think J. Cole is the Tim Duncan of rap.
Uh oh.
And you know how stupid you sound saying that. Ooh. First of all, keep J. Cole in his age range. He's not your age. Tim Duncan is your age. So keep that.
J. Cole is
the Steph Curry or the LeBron James.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's the Tim Duncan of rap. And if you knew anything about basketball, you would know that's not a diss. Tim Duncan won 4 championships, my brother. What are you talking about?
I didn't say it was a diss, but keep him in his age. He's not in your age range.
He's
keep
a middle child. Age. Tim Duncan is sort of a middle child.
Well, Trav has a different comparison.
We good.
J. Cole's Tim Duncan of rap, the big fundamental.
Trav?
It's not a diss. I don't know why y'all think that's a diss.
Trav dismissed himself.
Listen, we all love hip-hop, and we know what the fundamentals of hip-hop are. Does J. Cole not give you that?
He does give you the fundamentals.
That's it.
E.
What up, though?
What up, though? Get it off your chest.
Good morning, Envy. Good morning, Angela Yee. Good morning, Charlamagne.
What's happening, my brother?
What up, though? Okay, I got a little something I want to get off my chest to you, Envy. It's not a big deal, but I just want to throw it out there.
Go, bro.
Last week, somebody from the D called, and they were talking about getting into real estate, and you mentioned to them that they should look downtown, close to downtown. Those are good properties.
I said looking
or not.
Yep, looking close to downtown area. Those properties, I think, will rise the most and the fastest.
Yep, and that's what's up. I see you... you know, your stuff that you do in Detroit, and that's what's up when I first saw you, you know, messing with the housing.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say this is what I wanted to get off my chest. For people in the city that know, it's more spots, you know, than just downtown. Now I get what you're saying. You think they're going to rise up faster. However, you know, for folks that don't know, once they heard that, they could have potentially avoided the other areas. And there's some other really nice areas that you can get homes for dirt cheap.
Well, put them on.
And, you know,
where at?
What did you say now?
I said, well, put the people on. Where at? Where you suggest?
Yeah, well, it's all the west side of Detroit. it's a lot of different areas. I would advise that there's apps like called Zillow. There's a
Zillow
company called Zillow.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Listen, Zillow lists homes. It lets you do all the work yourself or whatnot. These homes are, you know, they're like under $10,000 or what have you. You can go do the research yourself. Go view a home. Be able to cook inside or whatnot. A home may only need a few $1,000s of renovation. You know, in the long run, you come out of, you know, $10,000-$12,000, and now you have a home and you can get yourself kickstarted. I'm only saying that to say for people whose money isn't that long or whatnot, there are alternative routes for you to become a homeowner. You know, when it's a win-win situation. You put yourself in a position to be a landlord. You put someone else in a position that needs a home, and that's how you get yourself kickstarted. That's not negating what you said. But I'm just saying, overall, people, there are more spots outside of close to downtown Detroit. Because if you guys come to Detroit, downtown Detroit and close to downtown Detroit is beautiful and it's definitely coming back. However, I believe it's coming back at the expense of the outskirts of downtown Detroit. And those areas need to be addressed as well if you have the time to look.
Well, just so you know, I'll be in Detroit tomorrow. I actually have a real estate mixer tomorrow at Trust. So I'll be out there tomorrow.
Oh, that's what's up, Angela. That's what's up. And last but not least, for anybody that's listening, I want to give a special shout-out to any Cooley Cardinal alumni. If you guys look up Cooley High School. Cooley High School in Detroit is the most bangingest high school there was.
There you go.
They're closed down now.
I thought it was Cass Tech.
No, Cass Tech is known. Cass Tech is really known. However,
I'm just Cooley playing
High
with you.
School, it's cool. Cooley High School is laying like that. We put NBA players in the league, NFL players in the league, philanthropists, things like that.
We got
High
you.
School is a banging West Side High School.
We got you. E, I can only tell you what I invest in, bro. I can't tell the people about things I don't do. So I only invest downtown, and I invest in Jersey and New York. So I can only explain to people what I invest in. If not, I would be lying to
people. Well, his homes are in Boston Edison, really.
Yeah, Boston Edison.
Yeah, Boston Edison is a great district. And I get you. And that's what I say. It wasn't really a shot at you because I see your homes or whatnot, and they are beautiful. I'm just saying, brother, even with the people you invest with, just ask them about areas like Rosedale Park and the Grandmont District on the west side of Detroit or whatnot. Beautiful, beautiful homes.
I mean, right. But you know, you can't be mad at Envy those for, you know, when he got the D on his mind, he thinks of downtown.
That's the only thing you think of? This guy right here, man.
I'm just saying, when you got the D on your mind, downtown is the only logical place to
go. All right, there you go. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up anytime. Yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Well, since we're talking about all this positivity, let's talk about Jay-Z and Meek Mill, a new program that they're launching. Also, Kevin Durant. Find out what he's opening for low-income students.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening?
Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Meek Millie.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, a team of powerful people are coming together, and that is to launch the Reform Alliance. Jay-Z, Meek Mill, and people like Patriots owner Robert Kraft, 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin, Nets co-owner Clara Wusai, and Van Jones and others have launched Reform Alliance.
A lot of money.
They're going to fight to get at least 1 million people out of jail over the next 5 years. The focus will be on probation and parole. Here's what Meek Mill had to say.
Later on in my life, I never could really sit with being in prison, and it was never okay with me until I aligned myself with people like Mike, people like Jay-Z, Krav. I talked to Mike. He was like, how do you feel being in this situation? I was like, it's really normal. I talked to Jay-Z at one point, and I was like, maybe I needed to sit down and like get my head together because I was a little at an off-balance place in my life.
All right, Jay-Z also spoke, and he discusses why he joined the board and the issue of criminal justice.
The attention that Meek brought to this issue because of his celebrity and the egregiousness of the crime, popping the wheelie and breaking up a fight, is what sparked the match for the nation. But for me, I'm from RC Projects, I'm from Brooklyn, and this has been a part of my life. We are all affected by this issue, so it's super important.
And here's 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin.
But my voice and Meek's voice alone, it's not enough. And that's why I want to build the most incredible team of founding partners that care deeply about this issue, that want to put significant capital against the issue, and also have major platforms to use to help shed light to the situation.
I love it.
This is great.
Meek is a prime example that things happen to you so God can work through you, and he's become an advocate for criminal justice reform strictly because of the experiences he's been through, and he's using his relationships to actually get things done and create change. So I applaud him for that. You got to drop one of Clues Bombs for that reform.
Absolutely.
That's big.
I saw over the weekend he posted something about how he's been on parole for like 11 years.
That sounds about right.
Did you see that?
I was on parole for about a decade. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I got to find out. But yeah, he was just saying he just wants to, at some point, like not have to deal with all of that and answer to anybody and deal with all those things.
You know what else is interesting about this? You know, when you got those, you know, billionaires like Robert Kraft and Michael Rubin, that's his name, right? Michael Rubin. Mm-hmm. Like, they really didn't even know how unjust the prison system was until they started communicating with Meek, when they got in tune with Meek's situation. So that's why it's important for all communities and coaches to engage with each other. Like, if you don't know, learn, because we all live in our own worlds and our own mind, and we won't know what else is happening unless we build with other people. So I'm happy that Meek is making them white people use their privilege to combat prejudice.
I'm glad they're doing that.
He said, I just want to get off probation. I've been on this ish my whole adult life, 11 years of asking for permission.
Yeah.
Imagine what that feels like.
And isn't Van Jones the CEO of the reform thing? I think I read that yesterday. I respect that, too, because Van takes a lot of heat because he's willing to, like, engage with Trump's administration, and he doesn't seem to let any of that faze him. He just goes out and does the work.
Yeah, and Van Jones did praise that Donald Trump signed the First Step Act into law, so clearly you can make some changes, right? All right, now Kevin Durant is opening an educational center for low-income students, and that's to prepare them for college, which is a great thing. He wants to make sure that these kids are able to go to college, graduate from college, and give them those tools necessary. So that center is going to be in his hometown in Maryland. So congratulations to him.
Dropping the Clues Bombs for Kevin Durant. That's dope.
That's really dope.
They need a hairbrushing class in that school, too, to teach kids how to properly brush their hair, just in case Kevin Durant is your role model.
This is positivity. Stop it.
The grand opening was yesterday. Their partnership all started back when he donated $10 million to start construction on the building. That was in February, and the project is his own personal attempt. He wants to uplift his own community.
Okay.
All right, now, Toni Braxton, remember how she lost her ring and it was a big deal? She couldn't find her engagement ring from Birdman. Mm-hmm. And some people were feeling like it was a whole scam to get that insurance money. People were saying all kinds of things. Well, she stopped by Sister Circle Live and explained what really happened.
I did not check it into my luggage.
Okay.
It was in my train case. I'm on the plane. My train case is beside me. I put it on the ground. The stewardess said, can you put it up in the overhead?
Mm-hmm.
Took my ring off because my fingers swell a little bit. I have stupid lupus.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the top. And when we left off, my assistant's like, I got everything. You go and go. He thought I had the train case, and I thought he had it. And so when we called Delta, they said, well, you need a number. I'm like, I don't have a number. Did you have it? No, we don't have it. Yeah. I went to the airport myself, and they said, well, we've already sent it to the luggage center.
Wow, it seems like you should be able to track that down.
Anything valuable when you're traveling, you got to keep on you. All right.
Oh, yeah, she said she put it up in the...
She probably was in the bulkhead seat, and you can't. You got to put it up. You got to. There's nothing you can do.
What was it, a ring?
It was inside of a little case. She thought
small
she had
luggage.
It. She put it up in the overhead.
Put that in the Crown Royal bag, tie it around your waist.
And shout out to Cardi B getting that money. She has announced her residency at the Las Vegas Palms Casino Resort.
That's
we don't
dope.
Know exactly the details, but she's going to start that this spring. And they're actually rebranding their nightclub, Chaos. So they've also tapped G-Eazy, Cascade, and Skrillex. They're all going to be doing these residencies at Vegas. In Vegas.
Dropping the clues bombs for body.
Let's go.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Reports.
All right, now when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about the Saints. Do you think that you can sue because that call that didn't happen?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What a love girl.
All right. Five, four. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about this lawsuit now. Apparently, some fans want to sue because of the Saints-Rams game. They want to have part of it replayed. So the lawyer they hired is a personal injury lawyer, and there you have it. I don't know if that's going to work out for them, but they're saying that they suffered mental anguish, emotional trauma, loss of enjoyment of life, and more, including a loss of faith in the NFL.
Well, I read about this weekend. I was trying to figure out what the rule was last hour, but it's Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1, where it says the commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary and or corrective measures if any club action a calamity occurs in an NFL game which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics encountered in professional football.
Well, people were definitely mad. You know, I was at that game, and when I tell you they were throwing things on the field, screaming, everything, people were
they got
furious,
robbed.
And ended up going into overtime, and that's how the Saints lost.
That pass interference had a major effect on the result of the game, and that was, you know, they could have been in the Super Bowl right now.
Yep.
So if there is a law, so how do you get the commissioner to enforce this law?
We'll see what happens. All right, now, Jamie Kloss, she's the 13-year-old girl that was missing for 88 days and was found walking down a road in cold weather with no coat, no gloves. She actually ended up getting the $25,000 reward money because she saved herself. There was a reward for her safe return, and now they're giving that money to her. So they said her bravery and strength have truly inspired our team members around the world, and they wanted to make sure that she got that because she did save herself by escaping. Mm. All right. At least five people were killed at SunTrust Bank in Sebring, Florida. A gunman barricaded himself and killed at least five people. They're not sure exactly what this was all about, and they're still investigating, but they have identified the suspect, 21-year-old resident Zephan Zaver. He is in custody. They don't know yet if those people who were shot were bank employees or customers. The victims have not yet been identified. Family notifications have not yet been made, according to authorities. But he did call the police himself and said, I have shot five people. The father said, I'm heartbroken for my son. His father is Josh Zaver, an Indiana resident, who said he is heartbroken for the victims as well.
That's why it's almost impossible not to be anxious in public in 2019. Because it don't matter where you at. You can be in a church,
anywhere,
a bank, you can be at school, you can be in the mall. Like, any place where there's people, it's potential for
when
things like
time,
that
it's
happen.
Your time. It's your time. There's nothing you can do about it, honestly.
All right, and Donald Trump was supposed to give the State of the Union address next week, Tuesday, but it looks like that's not going to happen. Nancy Pelosi did shut that down, and she's saying until the shutdown's over, so you're shut down as well. So Donald Trump said it's her prerogative to do that. I will do the address when the shutdown is over. I'm not looking for an alternative venue. There's no venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance at the House of Chamber. So Nancy Pelosi responded on Twitter, Mr. President, I hope by saying near future you mean you will support the House pass package to end the shutdown that the Senate will vote on tomorrow. Please accept this proposal so we can reopen government, repay our federal workers, and then negotiate our differences.
I'm still stuck on the bank thing. I'm going to have to start doing a lot more online banking now.
You know what? I can't tell you the last time I've actually been in the bank.
Yeah, me neither. I don't really.
Because I do everything online. I transfer funds. I pay bills. I deposit checks.
Yeah,
I pretty much do everything online.
So. I don't even remember when I've been there.
I like going to the bank, though. I like talking to, like, the tellers in my town, but not now since they're shooting in banks.
It was just one incident.
Shut
they're not
up.
Shooting
all
in
I need,
banks.
All it takes is one.
It's just one. One
okay.
incident.
All I need is one incident to know that I need to change my whole life.
My goodness. Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, let's talk about Little Mo and her husband, Carl Dynamite Kaya, all right? Now, they were on the show the other day, and they were talking about an incident, and kind of Little Mo got him into a situation. Let's hear it.
Her boyfriend need to catch a fade. He better be careful, because then one of the blogs had posted up Little Mo. Then I was like, oh, they always wrong with it.
We don't speak on that.
Well, he got a fade coming.
Damn, Dynamite.
He don't want that one.
He don't.
He don't want that one.
He don't. No, because he tells me don't join in men's business.
No.
I said, make sure you join in female business.
You got a fade coming.
But something's still going to be explained.
Kelly said
because now you put that out there, something happened. Who they going to come to?
Yeah, and it's premeditated now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I tell him to just chill.
So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Has your significant other ever got you into an altercation?
Like a physical one or just an argument?
It could be physical or almost physical an argument as well. I was in a movie theater one day, and me and my wife were watching a movie, and somebody behind was kicking the seat. The girl behind was kicking the seat. She was kicking the seat. So my wife, first you suck your teeth.
Was it a child or an adult?
No, it was an adult. First you suck your teeth. First kid was like, psst. And then, they kept doing it. Then you kind of look over your shoulder to kind of, and then kid was like, what? Are you going to kick my seat again? Oh my God, is there going to be a problem in here? And I turned around too because I'm the husband. And dude looked like he was 6'7", maybe 280, all muscle. I said, damn, I'm about to get my ass whooped in here. I said, babe, you sure? Yeah, if you kick my seat again, it's on. I was like, babe, chill out. You see the dude right there? Like, we here by ourselves.
Wow.
I'm glad that you're honest about that, because I encourage all women to not put their man in that situation unless you know your man can fight. Some of y'all women think your man can fight because he yells at you and scares you, but he really ain't got no hands.
Yeah, he would have got washed.
I definitely couldn't fight him. He would have put me in the dope fiend. I'd still be passed out right now. I ain't even gonna lie.
He probably would have been like, I don't even know if I want to be with
him. That's what I'm saying. Now you're embarrassed in front of your wife. Your wife vagina get dry every time she look at you because of your black eye. You know what I'm saying?
He can't even protect.
That she calls.
You're
absolutely
right. He can't even protect me.
You're absolutely right. I'd have to swing one time and run. Like, he was that big.
Talk about buying another dog. Why you got to buy another dog? If you had hands, we wouldn't have to buy another dog.
You're right.
Okay?
You're right.
And if somebody would have filmed it and put it on World Cup and get beat
mercy.
Up.
These Lord hands is made for DJing. I don't know what y'all talk about.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, but I would have took an L that
stop
day.
Putting your
She'd
man.
She'd probably be laying in bed next to you like, ugh.
You gonna touch me with those hands you don't have?
He got his ass whooped. Okay. Now I gotta lay here.
How does come about me? How does turn to me?
You don't want
to
hear talking about the guy took put his hand in your wife's popcorn at the movie theater.
I definitely didn't say that.
She would have said, a man's job is to protect and provide.
I done fought a couple times. I'm just saying, I wouldn't have won. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. I definitely wouldn't have won against that one. He'd have grabbed my ass. He looked like wax. He looked like Charlamagne. You ever see Charlamagne? He would have definitely watched me around.
Because you know when something like that happens, your girl looks at you different. She tell all her friends, girl.
And it's her fault.
I was in the movies.
What made you think I could fight? That's what I want to know.
You better stick to butter in the popcorn.
Why would you do that? But anyway, 800-585-1051. Has your significant other ever got you into an altercation? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Little Mo and her husband, Carl Dynamite K.O. And we're asking, has your significant other ever got you into an altercation? Well, it seems like that happened here. Let's play the audio.
Her boyfriend need to catch a fade. He better be careful because then one of the blogs had posted up Lil Mo didn't. I was like, oh, they always wrong with it.
Won't speak on that.
Well, he got a fade coming.
Damn, Dynamite.
He don't want that one.
He tells me don't join in men's business.
No.
I said, make sure you join the female business.
Because got a fade coming.
But something still got to be explained.
Kelly said
because now you put that out there, something happened, who they going to come to?
Yeah, and it's premeditated now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I tell him to just chill.
So 800-585-1051, it happened to me when me and my wife was first dating. We went to the movies and somebody behind us was kicking a chair in the movie theater, and she turned and she got up to, ready to wild out. So I got up ready to wild out, and little did I know it was like a 6'6" dude, muscular, and I definitely would have got my ass washed.
For sure.
I'm not even sitting here fronting. I had no protection, no weapon, no nothing.
Yeah, I think
there was nothing I would have been, but just felt, I would just went to
what
sleep
happened
and passed out.
What happened to those good old hands?
Those hands wouldn't have worked that day. Sometimes, sometimes them hands ain't good enough.
And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Maybe you would have beat them.
Oh, Lord. See, it's cliches like that. They get husbands punched in their goddamn face.
Punched in the mouth.
Right? David and Goliath.
I think it's very important to note that Dynamite Little Mo's husband
is a boxer.
It's a boxer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't put your man in that position unless you know he can fight. Some of y'all women never seen your man in action. You just hear him talking about what he used to do or what he will do. But when the action actually comes, he not about that life. Stop thinking your man got hands because he can move the couch around the living room by himself. All right? Okay? That's just handyman strength.
Well, I'm always trying to defuse a situation. I never want my boyfriend to have to get into a fight. I will say, he gets way more angry about things than I do. Like, if something happens...
Yeah, you're lying.
When did he ever get into a fight?
You got your man into an altercation. Charlamagne, do you remember?
I do recall Angela Yee getting somebody beat up one time. I don't think it was her fault, but...
Remember he came to check
First of all, that was not my man, number one.
Oh.
And number two, that was his own fault.
That was his own fault.
He saw I was somewhere via social media, popped up on his own, and...
So he got washed.
He was an admirer of you, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They've been out before.
Yeah, we've been out before, but that was years ago.
He got washed.
That was not my fault.
And then asked Ye if Ye left with him.
Why did he get beat up, though?
Listen, because he came and I was with a whole bunch of people, and the person had an issue with him that had nothing to do with me.
I will say that guy really liked Ye, because not only did he get beat up over Ye, Angela Ye left him at a basketball game one time to go sit with Jay-Z and Mike Kaiser. Okay?
You can see that picture from that night on my Instagram.
He went to check Ye.
I left you and Envy to go sit with Kaiser and Jay-Z as well.
That is true.
So,
that is true.
We ain't dating.
Understand you'll get left.
Yeah, you definitely you'll get left in better seats.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets, man. You know I'm a global ambassador. You will get left. It's the Barclays.
So it paid off. It paid off.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. What happened with you and your significant other?
Well, so actually, I was the one that kind of got him into a little bit of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at a bar together. It was just the two of us. I walked away from him for a second, and a guy hit on me. And, you know, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm with the guy next to me. And I'm white and Indian. So the guy decided to make some racial comments about my husband. And I started responding. And my husband kindly said, please don't do that. He's got four friends over there. And I'm the only guy over here. So we kind of
left
Lord. After that.
So now your husband got to defend you and a whole race. Okay. I got to defend you and all Indians out there now.
Goodness gracious.
Lord have mercy.
Hello, Nicholas.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Now, tell us the time you got beat up over your girlfriend, man.
Oh, yeah, I got beat up. Me and my ex-fiance, after a few years after high school, she invited one of her ex-boyfriends, well, actually, one of her ex-boyfriend's friends. The group of them invited me and her to come out to one of these parties. We went out there. We were all chilling and stuff. They're all being cool to me. Well, they all noticed she was very pretty after high school. They all decided to invite me and her back over to their house after the party, and they all jumped me in their living room. They held me down. They beat me up in front of her. Almost killed me.
Are you still with her?
No.
Damn.
You sound like you have a great sense of humor about it, though.
I know I do.
Hey, I just want you to know, you know she's your ex because you lost that fight, right? That was a challenge for her love. You could beat all of those guys, then you could have her heart.
Yeah, I tried, but no.
It sounded like he lost quick.
Loving Fight Club is way better than loving basketball.
My goodness.
Fight for your heart.
585-1051. Has your significant other ever got you into a fight or altercation, anything? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you joined us, we're taking your calls. 800-585-1051. Has your significant other ever got you into an altercation? Now, this comes out a little Mo and her husband, Carl Dynamite KO, who stopped through yesterday. Let's play a clip of the audio.
Her boyfriend need to catch a fade. He better be careful, because then one of the blogs had posted up Lil Mo. Then I was like, oh, they always roll with it.
We don't speak on that.
Well, he got a fade coming.
Damn, Dynamite.
He don't want that one.
He tells me don't join in men's business.
No.
I said, make sure you join in female business.
You got a fade coming.
The son is still going to be explained.
Kelly said
because now you put that out there. Something happened. Who they going to come to?
Yeah, and it's premeditated now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I tell him to just chill.
And the KO part of his name is very important because he's a boxer. Right?
He is so a boxer.
Don't try this at home.
Exactly. Little Mo knows what her husband can do. A lot of you women be putting your man in situations that he don't need to be in. Your man can't fight. Just because your man yell at you and scream at you and jack you up every now and then. Yeah, punch holes in the wall and jack you up every now and then and choke you and kick you downstairs.
Whoa.
Don't mean that he can actually fight another man.
He better not.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, I'm using Anonymous.
Oh, boy. What happened, Anonymous?
So basically, my ex. So he needed someone to serve his baby mother papers because his baby mother wasn't allowing him to see his kids.
I know you did not serve his baby mom papers.
I wasn't supposed to. No, that wasn't the plan.
Okay.
He's from Brooklyn, so we drove to Brooklyn. I'm from the Bronx, so we drove to Brooklyn. And his sister was supposed to come and serve the papers, but her sister was running late. And I had to go somewhere. So basically, I had to serve her the papers because that was like the last day.
Whoa.
If he didn't serve her the papers. So I went up. I knocked on her door. Me and her got in an argument. We never met each other in person, but we got in an argument on the phone before. So
what a way to meet.
I knocked on the door. I knocked on the door. I served her the papers. She was mad, of course. She went downstairs. She saw him in my car. And then know, we just start scrapping. It got to the point that I got in my car and I tried to hit her with my car.
What?
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. You deserve that. You deserve that fate.
No, I definitely did.
I bet you won't pull up to the Pink House Projects no more in Brooklyn knocking on people's doors serving nobody no damn papers. Okay?
No, I definitely did. But I have box sprays, and that's the worst part, that I have box sprays in, and all she was doing was, like, pulling on my hair.
Well, she's
and,
smart.
Like, my box sprays was coming up. No, she can't fight. Come on.
I wish they'd have jumped your ass. I'm not going to lie. You needed to learn a harsher lesson than the one you learned.
You can't be serving his baby mom paper.
Hell no.
Come on now. Even I have to be like, we just got to draw the line somewhere.
He sent her to the dog because he was scared to do it.
He shouldn't even have allowed.
Baby, you go.
You go.
You go, baby.
He should not have even allowed you to do that.
CJ.
He ain't ish.
Yo.
What happened, man? Your significant other got you in a problem?
Yeah, man. All right, so she's from VA originally. You know, I'm from up here in New York, right there in Harlem. So I went down there, you know, to stay with her for a little bit. Everything is cool. But, you know, she gets into it with the neighbor next door. So I'm like, you know, just calm it down. You know what I mean? So she's like, nah, don't worry about nothing. I got this. So she goes out back. You know, words is exchanged. She runs in the house talking about, yeah, you need to go handle that.
Oh.
So I go out the back door. It's like the whole neighborhood is there. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
what you do?
Someone please call 911.
I had to call the police. I'm like, listen, there's no static, you know what I'm saying? She's a little bit irate. She's been drinking, and like, it's different down there. Way different.
So you're not with her no more?
No.
You know, the worst part about that? If she was drinking and then you go out there and then you start trying to defuse the situation and then she call you or something. And so now you got to side with the crowd.
I didn't really know what to do. I mean, it's like it's a big neighborhood. You know, it's a lot of people. Everybody's standing there. Everybody's amped up. And I'm kind of confused because I don't even really know who she has an issue with no more.
Ladies, right, once again, stop putting your man in positions unless you know he can fight.
I'm not going to lie. I can't stand when women do that. Like, I have friends that do stuff like that where every time there's something happens, they're like, I'm going to call my man. My man going to whoop your ass. Like, stop doing that.
Calvin.
Yes.
What happened, Calvin?
Yeah. So I was actually at a concert.
Calvin, you white?
What concert was it?
Yeah, I am. Freddie Gibbs concert.
Oh. Shout out to my guy, Freddie Gibbs.
I love where this is going. Yeah, white guy at a Freddie Gibbs concert.
I already know this is crazy.
Go. All right, Clarence, tell me more.
There's nothing but white people out that Freddie Gibbs concert out here in Portland. It was ridiculous. But some people were just bouncing, and actually one of the dudes that got in a fight with us tried to grab Freddie Gibbs' chain, but wound up bouncing on the girl and was, like, smoking and stuff like that, which I'm cool with. But he was just bouncing on the girl, and I was like, hey, you know, stay off. Persistently kept doing it. Well, afterwards, we left, and the dude was outside by his car, and we were like, hey, you're the one that was... And me and, like, three other people jumped the dude. The other two dudes were with Freddie Gibbs, that they were like, oh, he tried to steal his chain. I had to dip out of there super-duper quick. It was very, very super-duper crazy. But
super-duper.
Also wanted to shout out Charlamagne as well, because I just finished his audiobook.
Which one? I mean, I got two, you know.
Anxiety.
Okay, shook one. All right.
And I have bad anxiety, really, really bad anxiety.
I can
see. So.
I can't tell. Yeah, Calvin, you want to jump people. I can't tell, Clarence.
It's Calvin.
So I'm
Calvin.
I called in for Ask Ye as well, too, and I wanted to shout out my girl, Kareem. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it on the podcast, so she didn't hear it, so I'm trying to do that again.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you, Calvin.
All right. Thank you,
Calvin.
All right, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't put your man in positions that he can't win, okay? Unless you know your man can fight, stop saying, I'm going to go get my boyfriend to kick
your
ass.
You can't even do that, because even if he can fight, you never know what somebody got.
That's true, too.
A gun, a knife.
That's very true, too.
But it's so sexy when your man win that fight.
What about when he gets shot, huh? What about when he gets shot? What about when he gets stabbed?
Now, by the way, see, that's when you know Angelique from Brooklyn. It's so sexy when your man win that fight, okay?
You'd be like, come here, let me help you fix your knuckles up. Yep. Hello, Bruce.
Did you help the guy when he got beat up, Ye?
He wasn't my boyfriend.
And he lost.
And he didn't win.
He didn't win.
I actually had to go. I had to host a party that evening.
See?
I would have helped you, but I had to host a party.
See how not sexy you are when you get your ass kicked in front of your woman? Jesus Christ.
We got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Chris Brown. We'll give you some updates on what's going on with him in Paris.
My goodness. All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Safe to say that's a now classic tune, right?
Absolutely.
Drake started from the bottom. It's a classic tune.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been talking about J. Cole's new joint that he released yesterday.
Yes.
What is it called?
Middle Child.
What you guys think about it?
I loved it.
I thought it was a great record. I love to hear J. Cole spitting again. I love his music. Every time he comes out with something new, I appreciate his music.
I was listening to it this morning on my way to work, like three times in a row, just to catch everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a dope record. I mean, you know, I really feel J. Cole is the Tim Duncan of rap, you know, and when it comes to hip hop, he's the big fundamental. Some people think J. Cole is boring, just like they thought Tim Duncan was boring, but he's just extremely fundamentally sound when it comes to hip-hop. And if you think that calling J. Cole the Tim Duncan a rap is a diss, then you don't know basketball.
Trav.
Tim Duncan is a five-time NBA champion, two-time NBA MVP, three-time NBA Finals MVP, 15 times All-Star.
Yeah, he just wasn't flashy.
He was a player that just got the job done.
Is that not Cole? Compared to his contemporaries, he's not a flashy guy. You know what I'm saying?
When you say flashy, what do you mean flashy?
Kendrick's not flashy.
Yeah, when you say flashy, what do you mean flashy?
Kendrick is more Steph Curry with the shot to me.
I'm confused how you're comparing these guys.
I think Kendrick has a little more finesse and a different type of skill set. But I think for J. Cole's position, he's the Tim Duncan of rap.
I wouldn't really call him the Tim Duncan of rap, I don't think.
Who's more fundamental? Think about all the fundamentals of hip-hop that you love. Does J. Cole not embody those?
Well, why do you say fundamental?
Because all he gives you is bars and dope beats. That's it.
Well, people say they don't like his beats. That's one people say they don't like his beat selection. That's a lot of things that it's kind of like with Nas. They didn't like his beat selection at times.
Some people think sometimes his sound is a little boring, but he still delivers. That's Tim Duncan.
All right, and let's give a shout out to Amanda Seales while you guys argue about that. I actually moderated her Q&A for her HBO special, which is coming on this Saturday. I be knowing.
Drop on the clues bomb for Amanda Seales, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. She's very clear on who this movie is for, who the stand-up is for. It's for black women. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that we can relate to when you watch it that you guys are going to love. And when I tell you I was in there and it was like being in church, everybody was screaming, yelling, responding, singing along. So it's going to be a great time.
Charlamagne, you was there when the taping, right?
I went to the taping to go support Amanda Seales.
Were you singing the Negro National Anthem? Did you know the words?
You know what's sad about the Negro National Anthem? I always feel bad because I don't know the words verbatim. I don't know all the words verbatim. I don't. But if I hear it, I can, like, you know, catch up.
Evan, you know what the Negro National Anthem is?
Nope. I can tell you.
Well, he's Dominican. Why would he know that, you?
I don't know. Maybe he knows.
Do you know you?
Yeah.
Sing it.
Lift every voice and sing.
Y'all don't want me to sing.
See, that's it. once that first sentence go.
Ring. Reach out the harmony for liberty.
You guys, this is not a funeral. Rejoicing. Y'all sound like y'all singing at a funeral.
The song picks up though. I know more than all of y'all.
I'm gonna just stick to smile.
That sounded like somebody just died. Y'all were at the funeral.
I'm gonna just stick to smile.
And you were pallbearers carrying the coffin and humming and singing along.
Well, you will know the Negro National Anthem after you watch Amanda Seales special.
You definitely will. It's
Saturday, 10 p.m. HBO.
That's right. All right, well, let's get into J. Cole's new joint. If you haven't heard it, it's called Middle Child.
The Tim Duncan of rap.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I love them bars when he says, we coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas. Lord, we got to heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers. They poison the well. Distorted self-image. We set up to fail. Jesus Christ. Drop on the clues bombs.
For Tim Duncan of rap.
Oh, my goodness. Okay? Great. Y'all do know Tim Duncan's the greatest power forward of all time in the NBA, right? Five-time NBA world champion. Y'all do know that.
Does J. Cole like that comparison?
He should if you know basketball.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Little Mo.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, once again, y'all started some issues, okay? Little Mo was up here on The Breakfast Club, and she talked about her critique of Queen Naja.
John Piquet is my uncle. That's who's suing her now for stealing his whole melody.
Right.
For that song, you don't have to worry. I don't know how her song go, but I know his gospel. But then when she was talking crazy about my uncle, talking about what time he need to go preach the gospel song. Since when is it okay to just disrespect the legends and the OGs? I know a lot of higher ups that told me, oh, she treats people, her team treats people a certain way. If they find out that you're of importance or if someone of status, then they'll be nice to you. But if you think you're just regular, they not gonna speak.
I hate people like that.
I hate people like that. But then I'd have been like, nah, let me just sing my song and do my set. Y'all can say this life until I had this baby because my diaphragm ain't right. Because clearly it looked like she ain't want to beat it.
All right. Well, Queen Naja, of course, caught wind of this and said, but I ain't gonna front because I still watch Marriage Boot Camp. just like you listen to my songs. So I heard Two Lies, but go off then, sis. And then Naja's man Clarence jumped in and said, LOL, it all makes sense now. And he also responded on his own post where he's watching the Breakfast Club interview and said this.
My boyfriend need to catch a fade. He better be careful because...
Yo, you Cardi! The Shade Room posted you. I did not know who you are. I said, who that? I swear, I could be a young... But I thought you was Ashanti the whole time, Mo. I swear to God, Mo. I did not know that was you.
Now, here's the thing. Your Uncle Charlotte's 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Everybody in here is grown as hell. And I told everybody in this room, that's not a diss. It's quite possible he could have thought Little Mo was Ashanti, not because of how Little Mo looks, but if you hear a woman singing on a Ja Rule record, you just assume it's Ashanti. Drum, I bought up. Drum, how old are you, Drum?
30.
When I told you who was on Put It On Me, you was like, really? I said, Lil Mo sings on Put It On Me. He said, really? That's Lil Mo?
You didn't know that?
I thought it was Ashanti.
How old are you again, Drum?
30.
Okay. And Clarence got to be younger than Drum.
And Drum's a DJ.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a shame.
That's not a
That's
diss.
That's a shame, man.
Now, Clarence said, I love you, Ashanti. No disrespect to neither singers. Both could sing. Just didn't know Lil Mo existed until she spoke about Queen. I thought all these tracks were Ashanti, just being honest.
I don't think he's lying.
But he did mean it in a shady way to say, I didn't know she existed. It didn't have to be all that.
He's 20-something. He don't know who Little Mo is.
It might have been a little shoddy shot.
He definitely was trying to take a shot, no matter what. It was a shot because she did say he could catch the fade, so his response is, I ain't even know you existed. Mm. I mean, it's a back-and-forth situation. Yet again, now Little Mo also talked about lace fronts because Charlamagne asked about the lace front situation with Meek Mill, and here's what happened on The Breakfast Club.
How do you feel about Meek Mill trying to destroy the legacy of lace fronts?
Meek is just hilarious. Like, I think he said it as a joke and took it and ran with
it.
But what was the bad experience here? I didn't even know about
that. He said he was hitting something from the back. So he was hitting a little John from the back and he reached for her head.
He said what?
He did.
A little John from the back.
He didn't say that.
I promise
you.
And the wig came off.
He tweeted it. He said,
then I blame the stylist because your wig not supposed to move because mine's been sliding, but it ain't coming off.
It was a few weeks ago.
It's on there.
Well, that felt like some shade because Lil Mo did have on a lace front.
She did?
And she went on social media and actually retired that lace front.
What? Really?
We about to lay sister rest. She had her run. I stand with Meek. No more lace fronts.
So she took the...
Yes, you can see it on social media, the funeral for the lace front. She took it off.
Life is all about correcting errors. Drop on the Clues bombs. He is leading the charge on lace front reform all throughout the country.
My goodness.
Okay.
All right, now Chris Brown is still in Paris. You know, he has to stay there right now after cops released him. But he is very adamant that he did not do anything and that he's being framed. He's done no wrongdoing and he wants to sue his accuser for defamation. Now, according to more information that was released, one source directly connected to the case, because as you know, Chris Brown was accused of rape, they said the weakest part of the case is the alleged victim's statement to the police. They said she told cops that Chris raped her in his hotel suite dressing room for somewhere between 25 and 30 minutes. She says she then went into another room and was raped again, this time by one of Chris Brown's friends. And then she said she was abused for a third time in another room. They said police believe the story doesn't hold water because she never attempted to leave or alert anyone. And that's why cops made the decision to release Chris Brown without any conditions, including surrendering his passport. And that they actually apologized to him when they let him go. So he's staying in Paris.
So the charges dropped or they still not dropped?
They're still investigating. The investigation is still ongoing. But they said that authorities have made some fundamental decisions about the case already.
Why he's still in Paris, though?
Well, they're still investigating.
So he can't leave?
Yeah, I don't think he can leave until they finish their investigation. But fortunately, because they could have kept him in custody while they had the investigation, and they didn't. So it shows that they probably don't feel like it's a credible situation as of now, but they're still investigating because they have a responsibility to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Brown, by the way, while all this is going down, his daughter's mother, Nia Guzman, actually had her house broken into. They said she was next door. And she was at her mom's in an apartment next door. And that's when somebody broke into her house, stole designer bags and shoes that belonged to her, to her oldest daughter, and to also their daughter, Royalty.
She live in L.A. too?
Yes, she lives in L.A.
Oh, I can see. L.A. is crazy.
Y'all people in L.A. got to get a job. Why y'all always breaking and entering into people's houses?
But you know what? She believes someone was watching her routine because she left the lights, the TV on, but she left the door unlocked.
Every day is another burglary going on in L.A.
Everybody gets robbed in L.A.
It's like, what's the point of having an alarm system?
You gotta get a dog.
You gotta lock the door.
You gotta get a dog, man.
But that's scary. Imagine you're next door. Your TV's on, the light's on, and while you're next door, somebody comes and does all that. That has to feel like such a violation.
First of all, you leave the TV and the lights on because you want people to think, okay, home. Somebody's home and you're not gonna break in.
Well, that person was clearly not intimidated by that.
God,
people gotta start getting dogs, man.
F a dog. Send me a hyena from Africa. I want me a hyena in the house in L.A. I want me a big ass hyena.
I don't know if that's legal.
Nah, I don't think so either. Hyena eat your ass.
You come in this house with the hyena in it, you deserve everything you get.
A hyena might eat you.
Well, you're right.
This guy.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
You know, man, have you ever, embraced something as yours and then had it taken away? Let's talk about it for after the hour. Acceptance and rejection.
You sound hurt. You all right?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked.
But Florida's not.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlamagne the guy. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Oh, well. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 24th goes to the admissions department at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Now, my name is Charlamagne the God. Good morning. And in case you don't know, I've never been to college. My formal education is a high school diploma that I got in night school from Berkeley High School in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Drop on the clues, moms, for Berkeley High School, damn it. So I don't know the excitement or understand the excitement of when you get that acceptance letter or email to a college. I experienced it secondhand through my wife who graduated from the University of South Carolina. Drop on the clues bombs for the University of South Carolina. Go Cox! Okay?
Okay.
She was super excited when she got accepted there. Angela Yee, DJ Envy, y'all went to college. Is that a great feeling when you get accepted to a college?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's nice to get everything out the way, too, when you have to do the whole application process.
Got you, got you. Well, in Florida, whole Florida, the great state of Florida, the Sunshine State. What does your Uncle Charlotte always tell you about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. That is a fact. I'm sorry, Florida. I love y'all, but embrace the reality of you're crazy. Every day I come in this radio station, I try to ignore stories from Florida, but no! It's always one that I can't get out of my spirit until I share it with the world. Now, there are 430 soon-to-be high school graduates in Pinellas County. I think I pronounced that right. Pinellas County in Florida. They're all heartbroken today. Why? Because have you ever thought something was yours only to have it snatched away? Think about how Miss Columbia felt when Steve Harvey made an honest mistake and announced her as the Miss Universe winner when she wasn't really the winner. Think about how you felt. Somebody out there listening to me right now, think about how you felt when you found out your one-year-old son or daughter wasn't really yours. After you decided to do a blood test because he or she don't look like you. Once you have accepted something as yours and then it gets taken away. My God. Well, that's what happened to these youngins in Florida. Let's go to ABC Action News for the report, please.
Acceptance, then rejection. Some high school seniors are coming up with a new plan after being told they were mistakenly accepted into a local university.
Alexandria Rosado got an email from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, congratulating her. She had been accepted to college, USF being her first choice. She found out nearly an hour later that email had been sent in error. That second email from USF said, quote, "There was an error in the system. Please disregard the previous email." A spokesperson for the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, saying in a statement, 430 acceptance emails were mistakenly sent out on Saturday due to human error.
Damn it, man. In life, you have to be willing to accept the things you cannot change. But this is dangerous because kids already have a tough time figuring things out when they get out of high school. Imagine being Samantha Santos, who was actually scanning groceries at Publix when her phone went off and it was an email congratulating her on her admission to the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. She told all her coworkers, called some loved ones, probably posted it on social media. And then an hour later, the university sends a second note. There was an error in the system. Please disregard the previous email. This is dangerous, man.
Because
what if you're a SoundCloud rapper and you suck? You terrible, and everybody's telling you F your rap dreams. Everybody knows you suck, and your family wants you to go to college because they know you'll never make it as a rapper. But you want to chase your dream. and you get accepted to a college, and then you think to yourself, you know, maybe I shouldn't be a rapper. Maybe I should go to college. And you say, God, give me a sign on what I should do. And then you get a letter or an email saying, no, you're not really accepted. You may look at that as the sign that, yes, you are indeed supposed to be a rapper. So University of South Florida, you are playing with people's destinies and don't even know it. Now, 250 kids have actually been accepted, but the other 400-something are either under review or have not been accepted. I would like to tell everyone out there who's rejected, don't take it personally. It has nothing to do with you. This is a human error that the University of South Florida is responsible for. You have to relinquish any self-importance in this matter, because personal importance, or taking things personally, is the maximum expression of selfishness, because you are making the assumption that this is about you, and it's not. This is the fault of the University of South Florida. Keyword, Florida. Please give the administration of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes.
All right. When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need advice, relationship advice, you can call her right now. We'll take your calls. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Calvin.
Hey, Calvin. What's your question for you, bro?
Basically, I live out in Oregon, and it took me a long time, but I finally got full custody of my kid from my baby mom. And then, so she just went to jail because she got into drugs and stuff. And I'm wondering if, like, she still kind of has parental rights out here, if I should let her see the kid when she gets out of jail, or if I should go and have her fight through the courts to see him. I've never been in a situation like this.
I would recommend that you set up supervised visits at first, just so you can see and feel more comfortable, because I'm sure that you don't want to deny your child the right to see his or her mom. But at the same time, exactly. You're concerned about safety. So why not go now? Be proactive. Go to the court. Let them know your concerns and set up those supervised visits.
Yeah, so before she even got arrested, we were doing supervised visits, and I was supervising him for a while. But then, I don't know, she got locked up and everything. And so afterwards, that's why I was just wondering if I should continue to do that.
Yes, you should. And I would also recommend that you, require that she get some type of parenting classes and other things to make sure that she's going to be fit as a mom. And, you know, hopefully one day you'll eventually be able to get to the point where she can be with the child and take your child out and you'll feel comfortable with that. But if you're not comfortable, that's what comes first, the safety of your child.
Exactly. So thank you. I just want to shout out my fiance, though, because she's been a huge role to my kid so far, and being like a mom figure.
That's
she's
great.
She stepped up a lot.
All right. Well, shout out to her. You want to say her name?
Yeah, Kareen. Thank you.
Kareen. We love you, Kareen.
Thank you.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call Yee right now.
DJ Envy,
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is James.
James, what's your question for Yee?
First, I want to say good morning, you guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Good
DJ
morning.
Envy, Angela, Charlamagne.
Morning, bro.
Peace.
All right, I'm a retired vet. I've been out right 4 times, and me and my wife's relationship just really started getting back, you know, to normal as far as us being together and showing affection towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that hurts me is with me having severe PTSD, it causes a problem because it's hard for me to go out with her because I'm always looking over my shoulder. I don't like sitting at restaurants without being next to an exit. Everybody has to be visible in front of me, and it takes away the attention that I need to give my wife.
Right.
And, you know, I've actually Instagrammed you and Charlamagne because I don't think people know the severity of this PTSD thing like how Charlamagne talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects my relationship with my wife because she also has PTSD. So it's like two people with PTSD is it's a hard thing to do because it's hard to show affection because of what I've seen and what she's been through. So I know we went on a cruise last year and it was great. We had a great time, you know, but I was real cautious with my kids about the kids being with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always, you know, going to make sure they're all right. And like I said, it takes away from my wife being happy with me as far as us being together.
Well, I think one of the first steps is it's great that you have identified what your issue is and know that you really need to get some help for it and understand how it is affecting your relationship. So you've acknowledged it. Now it's time to take some actionable steps to work towards making things better. Now, have you guys gone to get professional help?
We both have our own psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, like my doctors change up on me. So it's like one minute I have one therapist and then the next minute they give me another therapist. And it's real iffy because I go to a veterans hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, when I listen to Charlamagne talk about that, Charlamagne, you can chime in if you feel like it, but
I'm listening.
I always try to explain and my wife tells me, you know, to write out how I feel about things and how it's affecting me. I mean, she's been a major part of my life because when I first started out going to Iraq, I had this mentality that I was going to die. So whenever I came home for my 2 weeks, I would spend as much time with her as I could. But when it was finally over, I let alcohol and my friends influence me to do things I shouldn't have been doing. It messed up our relationship, and it took me a long time for us to get us back to where we're, you know, happy.
Right.
And the reason why I say I've Instagrammed both you and Charlamagne because, like I said, I've always wanted to try to basically teach everybody the same thing the way Charlamagne is, but I don't have that platform.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, change doesn't happen overnight. So you have to understand it's a process. Like, I love the fact that you guys went on this cruise, and even though there were things that still, you know, were weighing on you, at least you were able to go and have a good time. And I think the more nights that you go out and are able to do that and experiences that you guys are able to have, time will help you kind of heal somewhat. But have you guys gone to therapy together?
No, we haven't. It's kind of hard because, like I said, we have three kids, 17-year-old, 13-year-old, 12-year-old, and their schedules are so busy with things that they're doing in school. My son is, he wants to be a game designer, and a lot of schools want him. So it's like I'm trying to help him process and to get ready to go to college. So it's more of like, okay, let me take care of the kids, and then I'll have time for my wife.
Right.
But we really haven't went to a therapist together because it's
well, you are going to have to make this a priority for you because it sounds like it's affecting your life.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, I just try to, when I listen to Solomon, I don't have his book because right now, you know, things are a little tight and I can't really afford to get that because I'm not working.
You want me to mail it to you?
Yeah, why don't you hold on the line, okay?
I'm going to mail you a copy of my new book, Shook One Anxiety.
Hold on the line and we'll see, we have somebody that could potentially also help you. So let's get you that information as well.
And thank you for your service too, my brother.
All right, appreciate it, Charlamagne.
Hold on.
I'm going to mail him a copy of the book right now.
That's nice.
All right, that was Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we're going to talk about some movies that are going to be coming out. One of them was a play that's being adapted into a film. The other one is a prequel to one of your favorites.
All right, rumors next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nick Cannon.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nick Cannon had some things to say about Travis Scott performing at Super Bowl halftime. Now, he sat down with Rock Rant and said this.
To me, I call it cultural equity. So we're not mad at Big Boy for being on the Super Bowl. He's for the people. But for someone like a Travis Scott, he got to walk gingerly. It's more about truly having integrity to who you are in your music, in your art form, the people you choose to interact with, the people you choose to procreate with.
I mean, yes, Kylie Jenner.
That decision wasn't for the culture. But we're not mad at you.
Yeah, but you dated white girls.
I love white women. But that's the thing. It's cultural equity. End of the day.
What the hell is Nick saying?
I don't know. I guess Nick can't perform at the Super Bowl halftime show.
I would push back on that and say, why is Travis Scott not at the culture? Because he got Kylie Jenner pregnant? Like, what does who you got pregnant got to do with anything? Travis Scott made the NFL donate $500,000 to Van Jones Dream Corps organization, and that organization is directly helping people.
Yeah, and I'm kind of confused with, you know, and maybe it's just me. You know, they're saying they don't want us to perform at the halftime show, but we watch the games, we go to the games, we support the games, we talk about the games.
There's black people who play football.
There's black people that play football.
And there's a lot of people going to Atlanta that are going to be participating in all of the activities with sponsors for the game, doing commercials and everything.
I'm kind of confused.
Travis Scott just had the Astroworld Festival in Houston last year. He brought a lot of money to his hometown. I'm sure the setup of that festival created a lot of jobs for people. Not to mention, Travis Scott said cracker in the biggest song of the year, and radio has yet to catch it and has never bleeped it.
Well, good job, snitch.
Well, now you just told me snitch.
I'm just saying, I just don't agree with who you got pregnant making you not of the culture. And didn't Nick sleep with Kim Kardashian, too? So was he not of the culture when he was sleeping with Kim?
I guess he didn't get her pregnant, he was saying. I don't know.
It's many different lanes to liberation. Why do people think everyone has to do things the same way? If you protest in the NFL, cool. Some people aren't. That doesn't mean they aren't of the culture.
All right, now let's discuss a Sopranos prequel that's happening. Now, guess who is going to play the young Tony Soprano?
Who?
It's going to be James Gandolfini's son, Michael Gandolfini. So congratulations to him. You guys excited to see this prequel if you are a big fan of the Sopranos?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, I like the Sopranos.
Yeah, no, I would watch it.
I wasn't in love with it. I liked it.
I was in love with it.
I really enjoyed it. I definitely used to watch it. It's called The Many Saints of Newark. That's what it's going to be called. And
Newark, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, The Sopranos was in Jersey.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kerry Washington, in the meantime, is going to star in and produce American Son. It's a play that she starred in as well. And that's going to be an adaptation for Netflix. Here's what she had to say when she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Netflix is adapting the play for the platform. We're not just filming the play. We're adapting it to kind of be this movie play hybrid event.
Really? Yeah. And also, Netflix is going to help with this
yeah,
well.
They're going to continue the conversation by making sure we continue to get those opportunity agenda questions out there.
All right, so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you could see is BlacKkKlansman. That movie is returning to theaters. It got 6 Oscar nominations.
Nice.
Spike Lee's crime drama about a black detective who infiltrates the Ku Klux Klan. Have any of you seen that movie?
I haven't.
I have not seen BlacKkKlansman yet.
We should
Shame
be ashamed
on me.
Of ourselves.
You haven't seen Lion King, so you stop.
I've seen other things.
Oh.
I've seen other things.
I saw Belly. I saw Paid in Full.
Okay, all right.
I saw Menace.
Okay.
I saw Boys in the Hood.
Okay, that counts for something, damn it.
Okay.
Those are movies we should see as being black. Those are the movies you should see.
I agree.
You see Shatters?
Of course I seen Shatters.
Okay.
Don't play with me.
Like that. She from Brooklyn.
But she ain't see Lion King, though.
That is wrong.
She ain't never been to Disney World.
Ain't Shatters and Lion King the same storyline?
I mean, there you go. Yeah, it's, it kind of is.
I mean, you saw Ricky die for that. That counts for something. But watching Mufasa die is a different type of feeling.
I seen Waiting to Exhale.
Okay.
You see Love and Basketball?
Of course. I seen all. Okay, I'm going to go see The Lion King play.
You see Dead Presidents?
If you've seen all of those, there's no reason you shouldn't have seen The Lion King.
that's what I'm saying.
It's okay. On the plane. Every time I get on the plane, I'm like, let me watch The Lion King. And then I'm like, I don't know, watch no cartoon.
It's not a cartoon. It's more than a cartoon.
Not animated.
It is the story of the black man in America. Okay? It is the story of the black man struggling Western civilization to return to his true identity.
Oh, I thought it was about a lion.
Just quick question. I know we told no rumors. What's your favorite, your top 5 favorite movies? Quick.
My top 5 favorite movies?
Yes.
Of course, I love Waiting to Exhale.
Uh-huh.
I love The 5 Heartbeats is in my top 5. The Royal Tenenbaums is in my top 5. What else?
No Coming to America?
You just asked me real quick.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think.
I'm sorry.
All right? I have to think about that. I feel like sometimes it changes, too.
Mm.
Well, anyway, you guys should go see BlacKkKlansman. I'm going to try to go see it because it's going to be re-released in 168 theaters across the country this weekend in over 30 different states. And Academy, if you're a member of the Academy, you'll be allowed in free. Okay? Also, Ray J is selling Scooty Bike. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
He sold off his Scooty Bike business to Canadian company Loopshare. They said it's a high 7 figures amount. He's still going to play a big
My
role.
My guy.
Yes.
Dropping the clues bombs for Ray Jizzle, damn it.
He is not a game.
Okay.
He should have kept it just a little longer because I think they're trying to pass laws where them Scooty Bikes can actually be on the street.
Look, he still got Raycon.
If they pass that,
you don't know how much he got, though.
Yeah. She just said high 7 figures.
And he still
got his
shares.
He's
still playing a role. He still has close to 19 million shares. He still has Raycon, which is making $2 to $3 million in sales every single month.
Okay.
Ray J moves, okay?
Okay, Ray J.
Playing with Ray J.
Okay.
I ain't got my Ray J glasses.
Well, yeah, Ray J. Those aren't his. That's a friend of his glasses,
oh, yeah,
by the way.
Right.
Those are not his glasses. Ray J moves.
Y'all keep thinking Ray J a joke.
All
Everything
right.
you laugh at ain't a joke.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in now. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout to everybody that came in town for my 100th episode, my 100th podcast episode. I'm going to be doing it live tonight at Tao.
Mm.
Or we rented out Tao, and we only got 100 people coming. So it's kind of very, very special to us. Our 100th episode, we only invited 100 people.
It's intimate.
It's going to be intimate and really, really dope. So we're really excited about that. Shout to Remy Martin. Shout to everybody at Tao. It's going to be the KC Crew podcast, and we're super duper excited. So can't wait to see you guys. Get there early. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to turn it into a party after. It's just going to be an intimate celebration. So can't wait to meet you guys and see you guys tonight.
Well, that's exciting. And I'm going to be hosting the third annual Make-A-Wish Day in Brooklyn. That's for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So I think it's sold out now. But if you guys want to participate, if you want to be a wish grantor, a volunteer, you can do things like donate miles, donate money, donate gifts, help one of these kids grant one of their wishes. If you want to be a wish grantor, all of those things. They always need volunteers in Brooklyn. They said they finally have gotten those volunteer numbers up, but at a certain point, there weren't enough volunteers to go around for the kids that wanted to get a wish. So,
okay. Yo, now listen, I don't have Twitter on my phone no more. Is Twitter excited about J. Cole's record, Middle Child?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let me see. Is it trending?
I like the Middle Child record.
It's not trending in New York.
Not trending anymore.
He got some balls
on
it.
But it was.
And I'm going to keep telling y'all over and over because one day y'all going to get it. J. Cole is the Tim Duncan of rap. And if you think that's a diss, then you don't know basketball. Tim Duncan is the greatest power forward of all time. Five-time NBA world champion, two-time NBA MVP, 15-time All-Star, three-time NBA Finals MVP. But he did it all quietly, discreetly, and a lot of people don't give him the credit he deserves.
He said, in the song, I studied the greats. I'm the greatest right now. J. Cole, go.
Tim Duncan was the greatest power forward of all time. So Tim Duncan was the greatest position.
Some people say Barkley. Some people say Karl Malone.
Charles Barkley, who has no rings. Karl Malone, who has no rings.
I'm just telling you
Dirk Nowitzki, who has one ring.
I'm just telling you what people say.
DJ Envy. There is no NBA basketball.
Some people say Tim Duncan is a center, too.
No, he was a power forward. There is nobody that would tell you there's a better power forward ever that played the game than Tim Duncan.
I'm just telling you what people say.
Who are these people?
You go to the barbershop.
Nobody would ever say that over Tim Duncan. Nobody.
I'm just telling you what people say.
No, Charles Barkley will tell you himself.
They say
Tim Duncan is the greatest NBA player of all time.
He's a real center. I'm just telling you what they say.
No way. Not even close.
I'm just telling you. He's 7 foot. Like, I'm just saying, they say he's a center.
Who? He was a power forward.
Okay.
He played next to David Robinson.
He was a power forward because he had to be, because he played next to David Robinson.
He's the greatest power forward of all time. Either way, J. Cole is the Tim Duncan of rap, regardless of what position he plays. Okay?
Envy did a song called Only Child.
Only Child.
Who would you compare Envy to in the NBA?
Well, he's retired, but the guy who used to play for the Brooklyn Nets, Jason Williams, what was his name?
Said his name was Jason Williams.
That's his name?
You said it.
Is that his name?
Who? I don't know who you're talking about.
The first openly NBA gay player. I can't remember his name. But Jason Collins.
That was not Jason Williams. It's not Jason Collins. Two other Jason Williams that played in the NBA, and that's not who that
Jason
was.
Jason Collins. DJ Envy is the Jason Collins of DJs. Okay? First of his kind. All right.
About Carlos Boozer?
I would go with Carlos Boozer.
Envy is the Carlos Boozer.
I think you're the first of your kind.
The only child.
I don't like that.
Why?
I don't like that.
Okay. He made history. You make history. Don't you make history?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm not gay.
I didn't say you were.
And I'm black.
Who said you were? What gay got to do with it?
At least call me
Carlos Boozer.
No. I'd rather be Odell Beckham or something. Like, call me
he
Odell.
Doesn't play basketball,
I know, but just call me Odell Beckham. If you want to compare me to a sports person, compare me to Odell.
You can yell, "You're not gay," right here, too, if you want. I'm just saying, if you want to.
I'm not messing with you.
If you want to.
No, I don't. All right. Positive note next is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. You got a positive note?
Yes, man. Always do your best. This is from the Four Agreements. I've been heavy on my Four Agreements this week because I have my Four Agreement cards that I like to carry around. And always do your best. Take your life and enjoy it. You are alive, so take your life and enjoy it. You were born with the right to be happy, to love, and to share your love. Just to be, to take a risk and enjoy your life is all that matters.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.